Riverside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Everybody, this is Kelly Morlock at Coastside Carousel, and you've been listening to the beautiful sounds of Terry Disley's upcoming song called The Lightness of Being off of a new CD that's about to be released. But first, we need to thank our sponsor, Cameron, of Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, who provides great food, great things to drink, great atmosphere to get together with your friends, and definitely supports live music with the open mic every Thursday night at 7 and karaoke every Friday and Saturday at 9 o'clock. So you can always go have a good time, listen to some good music, enjoy some good libations. You might even see Terry over there. So this is Terry Disley. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me here. Thanks.
Yeah, so Terry entertains the lovely patrons at the Miramar Beach Restaurant every weekend. We're so lucky to have you share your talents with us.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm lucky to be there with that view, I tell you. It's fantastic.
It is pretty wonderful. Very wonderful. How long have you been working there now?
Oh, you know, people come in and they say, wow, you're still here.
Aren't we all?
I know. Lucky to be there. I mean, it's actually been, I think it's 15, maybe 16 years, which is amazing. I never thought it was going to be, obviously never thought at the beginning it was going to last like that. But, you know, at some point I got laminated onto the menu. So that was kind of a, you know, that was cementing it in stone.
You get
there,
stuck,
you know.
Yeah.
but it's a great place to be stuck. I mean, it's a beautiful place, and I thoroughly recommend people to go and check it out. For the view alone, it's just amazing. And, I mean, last night the sunset was, you know, I've taken so many pictures of the sunset of the Miramar, and I never get tired of it. It's just, it's amazing. And sometimes you get the whales, and then you got the piano as well, which, of course, I've got to plug that, you know.
So oh, yeah.
I'm there quite a lot. I'm there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then I actually play from noon till 8 on Sundays. So it's a marathon, marathon coast piano fest.
We are so blessed. It's because it's always a treat.
Yeah, I love it. You know, the nice thing is I can play kind of – I kind of try and play to the audience and whoever's there. And, you know, now they've got people request things. And, you know, I know different people that come in as regulars, and I'll know, oh, that's the guy that likes My Way, or that's Mr. You know, whatever they like, you know. Yeah, so I can play their favorite tune. And, you know, that's it kind of gets a bond with people.
Absolutely. Nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I pop in the Riv so often, and I see the rapport you have with the regulars.
Yeah, you've got to give me a song list next time you come in. Yeah.
Will do. Absolutely. Well, I'm excited to hear you have some new music coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is material that I've been writing. I've got to say, actually, you know, that first track, these are not finished material. It's going to, I'm gradually going to replace the make-believe drums with real drums, and
of course,
have some great musicians come in and help me with it. But these are just kind of basic templates that I work with. And it's material that's been written over the last last 6 or 7 years. Mm-hmm. And I've got a lot of it, and I've just built my own studio. So now I don't have the overheads of going into a recording studio and all that stuff. So I can actually now get down to recording these things, and it's not going to cost me anything to do it, except to pay the musicians. So, mm-hmm. so now I've got the chance to do it. So I think it's going to be more like a 5-CD thing. There's so much material.
Whole set, the Sunset series.
I know. I thought, why not? You know, I may as well go for it, you know.
Yeah, well, you mentioned that the next song we're going to listen to is the title track, mm-hmm. Called The Secret Garden.
Yes, Secret Garden. That's the title track. And that was actually a tune that I dreamt. Every now and then I will come, something happens, I dream of a tune, and sometimes it just goes to nothing. But on this particular occasion, I dreamt this whole thing of walking through a forest and coming to a clearing, and there was a big band sitting there on a stage, and they were all dressed in white with white hats, and it was sunny, and they were playing this really romantic tune, and I kept thinking, wow, this is a great tune, what is it? And then I realized it was something that I was writing, so in my subconscious I woke up and managed to get a bit of manuscript and wrote it all down. And got it all in one take, which was great.
Oh, my God, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's amazing when things like that happen. It's like, where did that come from?
That's wonderful.
It's
a sign
of madness.
And genius.
No.
Well, so this is now, we're going to listen to Secret Garden, which is the title track of Terry's upcoming 5-disc CD series.
I'll get my white suit on.
Wonderful. That's really beautiful, Terry. Thank you for bringing that to us.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So, been at the Miramar for quite some time, and before that, you had another whole other side of your career.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a little taste of, I guess, something that one of the most exciting things you did in the past, and then how you came to be with us here on the Coastside.
It was weird. Yeah, there's different things that happened. I really wanted to be a jazz musician, just thoroughly a jazz musician when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go to Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club when I was a kid and stuff, and I got to play there quite a lot in London.
Mm.
I'm playing opposite all these greats like McCoy Tyner and Cedar Wharton and people. So
fabulous.
That was a great. That was a real high for me. But the jazz gig, there wasn't that much jazz going on at the time in England, and it was hard to make a living out of it. And so I went to the other side and started doing sessions and rock and roll stuff. And tours. So I did get to play with all the, you know, Mick Jagger and McCartney and Bon Jovi and all these people. And, you know, in some ways that was a high. That still stands me in good stead. You know, people are very impressed with the fact that you've got the
pedigree
of all that stuff.
That's solid chops.
And I just found myself like in a situation where it was like, oh, we'll get Terry Disley because he's great at this, or and they all recommended each other, you know, and you find yourself just meeting all these famous people.
Mm-hmm.
So that was another interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was also with this band Acoustic Alchemy, which were very big back in the, that makes me sound old, but back in the early 90s, they were big. We were big. And we came over to America on the back of people like Bob James and Dave Grusin, and who were, for people who don't know, they were like classic old, original smooth jazz artists.
Yeah, from the 80s.
From the 80s.
Yeah.
And so we used to do those gigs with Grover Washington and stuff like that, and that was a real high too. So I mean, I'm very, very lucky. I've had such a multifaceted career, and then I came over with Acoustic Alchemy, and I really didn't want to leave. I wanted to make. I felt I could contribute here, and it worked out that I could do that. And so I didn't expect ever to find the Miramar, but I found it, and it just seemed to work. And it's a beautiful place for me. I really, really enjoy it now. At one point, I just thought, well, I should be doing concerts and. But, you know, I get a great kick out of pleasing the customers and playing what people want. It's actually a very rewarding existence.
It's kind of the gig of a lifetime.
It is. It's pretty amazing. And the thing is, it's like being on an ocean liner. You know, it's like you look out the window
yes,
and it's like,
yeah.
But it's a boat that doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But everybody comes to the Miramar at some point or other. So it's great, you know.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Excellent. Well, so because of your work at the Miramar, you said that kind of inspired this next track we're going to listen to.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of, you know, the Hispanic guys, there's a lot of that influence at the Miramar for sure. And in fact, they were going to get a mariachi band for one of the, what is that day? The
Cinco de Mayo.
Sorry.
That's okay.
So they were going to get a mariachi band, and I said, you know what? Let me learn those tunes. And they were, come on, you can't do that on piano. And I said, no, I'll check it out.
Yeah, because you put so much more than just piano. You get to
So I sequenced all the drums and made it sound like a mariachi band. And so, so I've had a lot of influence with those guys. And there's some beautiful Hispanic tunes that I've been influenced by that, you know. So,
fabulous.
Yeah, and so this is kind of a little bit of that sort of thing.
All right, so this next song is called El Fiesta Loco.
El Fiesta Loco. Thank you.
It's festive and fun, Terry.
Thank you. Thank
Does it
you.
Get a little wild down there at the Miramar sometimes?
No, back in the day, by all accounts, it really was.
That's true.
You know, it was like the place for rock and roll on the coast. Mm-hmm. And but you know, it tamed down over the time, and so it's pretty sophisticated there these days.
Is that how you started with bands there? Is that how
no,
you discovered it?
No, I came in. It was really strange how it all worked out. I came in there just as I went in there one Sunday lunchtime. And I saw they had a piano, and I thought, okay, I wonder who's playing. And I heard the piano, and I thought, it doesn't sound very good. And I walked over, and I thought, this guy must be really short. And then I realized there was a disc in the piano.
Oh, goodness.
And I was like, this is crazy. No. Have you like this?
Yeah.
And I went back there, a girlfriend at the time, Janet, she said, why don't you try the Miramar? And I said, they've got a disc in the piano. And she said, no, go and try it again. So I went in, I think it was a Mother's Day, and everybody just loved it. And so I've been there ever since. And it was after they'd done the band thing, they just went to solo piano. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to do the more sophisticated dining, so that's the and sell the view basically.
Absolutely,
know.
Yeah, that's smart.
It's worked out really well, you know. It's worked out really well.
Well, that's great. Well, Terry, thank you so much. I'm really, really happy that you are still here gracing the coastside with your beautiful music.
Thank you, Kelly.
And you're going strong and creating new music.
Yes.
What time frame do you think it'll be for your CD?
5 CDs. That's going to take a while.
Well, how about the first one?
I know. I that's what I'll do. I think towards the end of this year. But,
oh,
you
good.
Know, meanwhile, like if anyone wants to come and see me play, I'm in the Miramar Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then I also have a trio we play in the city at the Black Cat in San Francisco.
Oh.
And I also play solo in different places. But you can check out the website, terrydisley.com.
Okay.
And, yeah, see what I'm up to there. And I'd love to see anybody that comes along for the music.
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful. Well, we're going to play you all out of here of Coastside Carousel today with the next track called A Peaceful Place.
Exactly.
We hope you have... obviously inspired by the wonderful views in Miramar. Although it can get a little wild with the stormy weather, too. But
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, Terry, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me here, Kelly. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And this is Kelly Morlock signing out of Coastside Carousel. Everybody have a beautiful rest of your day.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.